Greetings and welcome to Star Verdict. Kate Skews introducing a person I've always wanted to introduce. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy Kirby.
Thank you, Keith. Hello.
Welcome, Kathy. Well, what we'll do, if we can, first and foremost, is to find out what you're currently up to work-wise. Apart from sitting in the studio, I'm going to listen to a few records in a minute. You've got television shows and...
Yes, in the middle of television rehearsals, as usual. I just had a week off because I managed to get laryngitis.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm up to the eyes again in television rehearsals.
Do you actually do these shows live?
Yes, they're live.
Uh-huh. Every week?
It used to be every other week. Mm-hmm. We cut it down to every third week now, so I live a little longer.
How long do you actually spend on rehearsals? Pretty well the whole of the 3 weeks?
Oh, no, no. Just the week of the show, from the Monday to the Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And after the TV, what then?
Well, it leaves me free to do cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And other appearances. Otherwise, I'm just doing television all the time.
And records?
And records.
And talking about records, perhaps we can hear your letters, can we?
Love to.
All right. Here we go. Well, there you are. Fine presentation by Kathy Kirby. Her latest, which is straight from the sounds of 65 R. Caroline Hit Parade. Where in the World is the title of that one on the Decca label? Very nice song, Kathy.
Thank you, Keith.
Do you think you've got a number one there nationally?
Well, I wouldn't like to say. I think it's the best performance that I have ever done on record. Mm. But then that's up to the public to decide. But I sincerely hope that it does do something.
You recorded over here in Britain, did you?
Yes, not a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you the very, very best of luck with it anyway.
Thank you.
And we'll sit back in just a couple of minutes and find out and judge the latest records from Caroline.
Giving a party this Christmas? Get in some Will's cigars. Castella, 8 and 9 for 5. Castella cigars from Will's.
Voting mood, Kathy?
All right, you go ahead.
First one coming up then, the title, What's Wrong With Me, Baby, by The Invitations.
I've never heard of them, like The Invitations. I think it sounds like many others.
Mm.
Got a nice rhythm to dance to, but I wouldn't say that it's a hit.
You think it sounds like the Cameron Motown?
We might have many things,
yeah.
You know, and I couldn't understand the words, really.
Well, that's
except, you know, What's Wrong With Me, Baby?
Good title for a song. Okay, it's Sam Brown, then. Is it for that one, for you?
Yes. I don't think, well, no.
I would have
to, no, it's too much the same as any other.
All right. Thumbs down. Christmas in just a few days. It's in a fortnight's time, so let's get with those Christmas records. And here's a track from a new EP by P.J. Proby, old Jim himself. We take side two, track two, Rain on Snow. Smooth and powerful presentation by Mr. P.J. Proby there, Rain on Snow, from a new Christmas EP entitled Christmas with Proby. So, after Maria, Kathy, what do you think of this one?
Well, you know, this boy amazes me because he never sounds the same on a record. I mean, he reminded me of Billy Eckstein on There's a Place for Us. Now, here he reminds me a little of Nat Cole, but the boy is a very, very good singer. And he's very popular at the moment, and I would say definitely a hit.
Right. Have you ever had the pleasure of working with him at all?
No, I haven't worked with him.
You haven't?
No.
Do you admire his work? Do you like him?
Well, actually, I've never really seen him work. I've seen him on television shows, and I know he wiggles and all
you
that.
Like
but
him
I think, well, I don't think he needs to wiggle, quite frankly, because he's a good-looking person and has a fine voice.
Right. Okay. It's a hit then for Mr. P.J. Proby.
Don't just give him cigars this Christmas, give him Will's. Will's make a whole range of superb cigars. Give Will's cigars for Christmas.
All right, the next record coming up right now, and it's by Twinkle.
Time for a chicken, the chicken chocolate bar.
Well, just a second or so back, you heard the voice of Twinkle, a new one on the Decca label entitled The End of the World. I say a new one, not a new song. Skeeter Davis had a hit with that a year or seven back, but this particular one by Twinkle. So, Kathy, verdict, please.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say anything, Chief. I have to be honest. That's what I'm here for. But, to me, she was out of tune, one thing. And I don't like her voice, and Skeeter Davis is a much nicer job, but I don't like to be cruel to anybody, but I have to be honest, and...
What?
No, I'm sorry.
We'll get Twinkle to judge your record next week, perhaps.
Well, I hope she's honest, too.
No, all right, then. It's a miss, then, for Twinkle. Sorry, Twink, but that's the way it goes. Now, a new one on Fontana from the Dailies to charming gentleman who graced Caroline House a few weeks back. They had a hit with Me Japanese Boy, but their new one is a little thing that goes, She's My Girl. She's My Girl, the type of that one from the Dailies. And, Cathy?
It's quite pleasant. I don't think I could really decide whether this would be a hit.
Why is that?
Because it's, as I say, it's very pleasant. It doesn't appeal, you know, to me, but it might to quite a lot of other people.
Mm, there's nothing really outstanding about it.
Nothing outstanding about it, but, I mean, the lyric might appeal to a lot of girls. So, therefore, I don't think I could say whether it would be a hit. It might be.
I see.
Do I have to say?
By rights, yes. You get it halfway, what are you? Sort of, not exactly.
Can you get it halfway?
We're not supposed to, but I'm...
All right, let's have halfway.
All right. Okay, so from the Dailies, we move on now to David Essex on the Fontana label. Can't Nobody Love You? Right, David Essex on the Fontana label, Can't Nobody Love You. Biographically speaking, David is 18, it says down here, and also comes from the county of Essex, hence the name Essex, and he's a gypsy prince.
Well, I think if he's only 18, that he's amazing.
Mm.
He has a wonderful feel, and he sounds like he's had some experience in singing. He's in tune. I don't know about this song, but I think this boy could have... some hit records, is sort of the Tom Jones style. I can't say about the song, though, but I would vote it a hit.
All right. Okay, a hit then for Mr. David Essex. Now, a group that records for Decca, same as you, Cathy, Hedgehoppers Anonymous.